In India, the hunt continues for the perpetrators of this week's railway bombings in Mumbai, a series of explosions that killed more than 200 people and wounded many more. Authorities are conducting roundups throughout the city and country and have released the names and photographs of at least three people who may have helped coordinate the attacks. The dragnet may spill over into neighboring Pakistan. India's prime minister openly suspects Pakistani involvement. Pakistan has called those claims unsubstantiated. Explosions may have also derailed an upcoming round of talks between the two countries. Samar Halrankar is the Western Regional Editor of the Hindustan Times. He joins us from Mumbai. Mr. Halrankar, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And what can you tell us, please, about these three suspects? And according to reports there, they may be associated with a Pakistani-based Islamic militant group.
Yes, they are essentially concerned with the Lashkar-e-Toiba, which is a banned terrorist organization, I think banned by the U.S. government as well. These three men, two of them are locals. Another one is from Kashmir, which, of course, is a disputed territory. And they have escaped a police dragnet about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. There were five terrorist sleeper cells that were busted in small towns and in the city of Mumbai in the last 2 months. And these men had been one step ahead of the police, and they had escaped at that point of time, which is why the police now believe that they are the most likely candidates for having carried out the bombings. There were there are some arrests in Nepal. There have been 11 young men from the state who have been detained about 2,000 kilometers to the east in the easternmost Indian state of Tripura near the Bangladesh border. So obviously this is a transnational kind of a ring that seems to be in existence here. But really, the police have no concrete evidence at this point. They are simply going by the terror cells that have been busted in the last 6 months.
Mr. Halrankar, how sophisticated, wide-ranging, effective has India's mapping of potential terror cells within the country been? And for that matter, of course, Pakistan is so close, and the Indian police wouldn't have sway there.
Well, I would give them a B. No more than that. Because while they have mapped the major terrorist organizations and most of their bases, they haven't done a very good job on the ground. Because on the ground policing, in the sense in Bombay, has fallen apart quite a bit. And street police, this is an old systemic problem that mm-hmm. is now becoming worse. There just aren't enough feet on the ground. And these Muslim-dominated towns, and the police just don't have enough intelligence there, which is why whenever there's a terrorist bombing, they have these sweeps and detain young men, which in a sense fuels the problem because they don't really have an insight into these communities.
So this sometimes results in arrests of people who may or may not be related, and it can make people in the community reluctant to come forward with information?
Exactly. And they've detained since day before yesterday 200 people in the slums of Mumbai. And most of them, really, this was a knee-jerk reaction. And they're now sweeping the entire city and trying to find out people with known criminal records, etc. And, of course, most of these happen to be Muslim. So that makes the whole situation even trickier. Then this is a reasonably sophisticated, a very sophisticated operation, obviously. All the seven bombs went off in the space of 12 minutes. And we're now finding out that ammonium nitrate was used in those bombs, which is the same substance that was used in the Oklahoma City bombings. So this is a level of sophistication that homegrown terror groups haven't used before. Mm.
Mr. Halrankar, as we noted, a couple hundred people died, which is a terrible loss for any community. And this comes at a time when relations between India and Pakistan had thawed a good deal in recent years. Is there a concern that those overall relations might be damaged?
I think they have already been damaged. We're expecting an official announcement today that the talks will be cancelled.
Talks between the foreign ministers?
That's right, between the foreign ministers. So they certainly have been damaged, there's no question. There's one view in India which says that the terrorists are pretty much succeeding when India calls off these talks. But the other view, of course, is that unless you pressurize Pakistan, which, of course, India still sees as a hub of terror, they said nothing is going to be done unless you pressurize Musharraf, who, of course, as we know, is already pressured. But it's a tough situation either way.
Samar Halrankar, who's the Western Regional Editor of the Hindustan Times in Mumbai, thanks very much.
Thank you.